before him, and he shall stand in the glorious land, which by his hand shall be consumed. And this was Pompeii. This verse here, verse 16, is saying that as the king of the north, Assyria, decides to make its move on Egypt, even though the Romans had said leave Egypt alone, that Rome goes into battle against them, and Pompeii goes through Assyria and levels it. And the technicality that we haven't looked at closely yet about who is the king of the north and who is the king of the south, at this point in verse 16, the first part of this verse, when Rome overcomes Syria, Rome becomes the king of the north. Because the rule of thumb, as far as who the king of the north and the king of the south is, that's established in Daniel chapter 11, is that the power that controls the geographical area of Egypt is the king of the south, and the power that controls the geographical area of Babylon is the king of the north. And the center of the Assyrian kingdom was Babylon, and when Rome in verse 16 came in, and the Assyrians could not stand against him, and they took control of that area, then by the rule that's established here in Daniel chapter 11, they became the king of the north. And they did that, and as they swept through Assyria, they followed on in, and they took the glorious land of Israel as well. Now, it's important in my mind that as we consider these things, when Pompeii is making this move against Assyria and then in the glorious land, we should go ahead and look at what Uriah Smith says about this, because this term, the glorious land, is used twice by Daniel. Now, he uses the term pleasant land as well, and I don't have a problem with equating the pleasant land with the glorious land, but just to keep our focus on it, the glorious land is used twice in Daniel chapter 11 by Daniel, and the first time here in verse 16, everyone understands that it's describing when Rome comes in and conquers the land of Israel. And I'm using the term the land of Israel specifically, because when we get to verse 41, one of the diversions to the understanding of these verses that comes up is that the glorious land is God's church. And if you go back into Daniel and Revelation by Uriah Smith, and you read what he says, although certainly the sanctuary gets impacted by Rome coming in and conquering Israel, Uriah Smith is talking about the Roman armies taking control of the country of Israel. In chapter